Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
When a community decides to welcome refugees, schools are expected to take on an important part of the planning process. That's the case in the Western Mass town of Northampton, as it continues preparations for the arrival of dozens of refugee families. Those preparations are ongoing despite President Trump's efforts to temporarily halt the flow of refugees. Nancy Cohen reports.
Children are collecting socks, soap, toothpaste, and toothbrushes to help the refugees settle into a new home. And at Leeds Elementary, Alexandra Roach is helping children think about ways to make the refugees feel at home.
This word is welcome in Kirundi, and it's kaza.
Kirundi is the language of Burundi, where some of the refugees slated for Northampton would come from.
You could color them. Maybe your teacher would like to hang them around.
Roach is a volunteer with AmeriCorps Vista. She's working with Catholic Charities, which will help the refugees get settled. Roach is leading more than a dozen workshops in Western Mass to help children understand what it's like to be new. She starts by reading a book. The main characters come to the U.S. from other countries.
Back home, I knew the language. My friends and I talked all day long. Here, there are new words. I can't understand them. The sounds are strange to my ears.
Roach asks the children to reflect on their own experiences of being new and to draw pictures about it.
I drew a girl that looks very nervous because when I go to a new place, I feel very nervous.
When I first came here for first grade, I was really scared. I'm like, and I got here, I'm just like, ooh.
You kind of don't know where to go.
Those are third graders Jack Corey and Allie Britton. Roach asks, what can they do to help newcomers feel a part of the school? Levy Hammerland and Ellie Chambers have some ideas.
You can, like, invite them to play, like, basketball or something at recess.
Well, you could ask if they wanted to sit next to you at lunch.
Fifth grader Ava Madow wants to know the best way to greet the refugees when they first arrive.
Should we throw a party, just like, yay, welcome, or just like show them around?
Good question. So the people coming, they're all very different from each other, just as we're all different from each other here. So some people, when they get here, will be open to parties. Some people will be more quiet and nervous and unsure. We are going to try to feel it out when they arrive.
Since Trump's executive order and legal action against it, it's not known when the refugees will arrive. But the superintendent in Northampton, John Provost, says the school district is still committed to helping them resettle. And he has ideas for making the parents feel a part of the schools.
Such as providing interpretation for meetings and making sure that all the communications are understandable to the parents. But I think there's something that goes beyond technique here, which is spirit. We want to have a district where all parents and all students feel welcome.
The children are more than ready.
Like, is there a possibility that they'll come to our school?
That's fifth grader Noah Dauby-Valois, who has some understanding of what's going on beyond Northampton.
It's been a little bit of hard because of, like, what some things have happened around the world and, like, the new laws that have been made.
As the third graders get ready to go home for the day, their teacher, Laura Ginsburg-Peltz, leads them in singing goodbye in the languages of their families.
Again, Fave, Fave. Bella?
Portuguese.
Okay, and that's also a language from your family, Portuguese. So you're going to lead this one, right?
Ciao, ciao, mis amigos, ciao, ciao.
If children who are refugees do settle here, these children can't wait to add new languages to their repertoire and new friends to their school. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Nancy Cohen.
Okay, another language? Which one did you want to do?
French.
Au revoir, mes amis.
Au revoir, mes amis.
Au revoir, au revoir. Jusqu'à la prochaine fois, jusqu'à la prochaine fois. Au revoir, au revoir. Okay, raise your hand for another one, Olivia.